Hello, friends. My name is Joe Armstrong. Welcome to an Independence Day web exclusive. I'm so very, very happy to bring you this week's guest, a band called The Black Watch. We have their founder, leader, and through-line member for all these years. His name is John Andrew Frederick. Say hello, John.
Hello, Joe. Hello, everybody.
It's great to meet you. It's great to have you on the show. The music is so great. I mean, it's vaguely Anglophile, but he doesn't want you to know that. He doesn't like that word, but it still sounds like that anyway.
He does. He likes it enough.
It's great stuff.
So Thank you very much. That's very sweet of you to say.
You've got a brand new record just came out in February called Sugar Plum Fairy, which is a John Lennon reference. And you're also working on a brand new record. It's going to come out early next year. You're headed out on a tour. So if you're anywhere out there among the English in the world, anywhere between here and the East Coast, you'll probably find somewhere they're playing in the next month or so. I wish you the best of luck on the tour. Tell me just a little bit about this song.
Harvard Square is just an acid acerbic put down of no specific person, nobody in particular.
It's just filled
with rancor and vitriol towards nobody really at all. Just a general all purpose. You can apply it to whomever you're on the outs with.
Exactly.
These days, the posers of the world, I think. Yeah, the people who just pretend. I often talk about how it irks me to find people that think that they're just because they say strange things. Weird things and weird people out that makes them artistic somehow.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there
well,
you go.
Pin the song on the jerk, we'll call that as well.
Okay.
So The Black Watch, you can learn about them at theblackwatch.bandcamp.com, facebook.com/theblackwatchmusic, and always drop by indepday.com to hear lots of really great music. Thanks for listening. John Andrew Frederick and The Black Watch here on Independence Day.
You know I've watched you move through parties somewhere down by Harvard Square, and to see you standing smoking makes me wish I didn't care. Just because you say strange things and have a certain mood in mind doesn't mean you're not affected, doesn't mean you're Chrissy Hine. And no, that's not the half of it. All you care about, all you know about is success. But what you don't know, what you'll never know, is you're a mess. You got a lot of pseudo friends you keep around to impress. Better pick up all the names of everyone that you've undressed. And no, that's not the gist of it. You know I've watched you move through parties somewhere down by Pershing Square, and to see you standing smoking makes me wish I didn't care. Just because you say strange things and have a certain mood in mind doesn't mean you're not affected, doesn't mean you're Chrissy Hine. And no, that's not the half of it. I know, that's not the gist of it.